Nearly half of Sandpoint's police force is leaving the department, according to city officials. The 950-person island community in the eastern portion of the Aleutian chain, that's here, has a 5-person police department that rotates into the community on a 2-week-on, 2-week-off basis. City Administrator Jordan Keeler says Chief Hal Henning and Officer Mark Chandler submitted letters of resignation on Monday and have already left the community. Henning was originally hired on a 3-year contract to rebuild Sandpoint's police department. His contract would have been up in August, says Chandler.
So before Hal came on, the police officers were based in the community 24-7, and there was quite a bit of turnover and instability. At one point, there wasn't a police force, so Hal came in, rebuilt the police department, instituted a 2-and-2 policy where officers would rotate in and out. He was able to find some great people he'd worked with in the past who bought into the vision, and you know, it's worked, and it is working.
Henning and Chandler both took positions as officers with the Sitka Police Department on the same 2 weeks-on, 2 weeks-off rotation. Henning says his 3 years in Sandpoint have been fulfilling, and that he's helped to build a unique department, but that he's ready to work in a community that's easier to travel to from his home in Washington State.
It's been a fantastic journey. Sandpoint's an amazing community. The people are resilient. It's a dream job. It was a lot of fun, and it was pretty neat bringing that place back from no people on the department, you know, where we had a drug problem in the community and lack of stability. I know they went through several officers and were never really full staffed. And then we've been full staffed now until mine and Officer Chandler's departure for 3 years with no turnover.
City Administrator Jordan Keeler says there have been a significant number of inquiries from people interested in the positions, particularly because of the rotation schedule. The city has promoted Sergeant Brent Nierman to interim chief, and it already has another officer, who has 40 years of experience in law enforcement, lined up to work in the community, pending a background check. Henning says with so much interest in the open positions, and with 2 capable officers still working in the community, he's not worried for the department, and that he's leaving Sandpoint in a good situation.
This isn't a repeat of 3 years ago when the entire department left. There is no upheaval, there's no disgruntledness, there's no animosity. It's not anybody that's wanting to just leave because they hate being there. This was an extremely difficult decision for both Officer Chandler and I. You know, we talked about it, and it was a hard decision, but it was a unique opportunity where we can go and assist another community to help rebuild their department and do different things.
Both Henning and Keeler say they don't anticipate any problems in hiring for the open police department positions. But in addition to those openings, the director of Sandpoint's Public Works Department is leaving as well. Keeler says the loss of 2 department heads at once will be felt in such a small community as ours.
Having lived and worked in rural communities, staffing can be difficult. It is hard to find and retain good people, but Sandpoint's a great place, so I don't think we'll have any trouble filling the gaps we have right now.
Hey, this is Holden. You just heard an excerpt of our newscast, which plays live on KSDP 8:30 a.m. at 1 p.m. Monday through Thursday. If you'd like to hear more local news like this and some more statewide news, please tune in. This is also rebroadcast on KAEB 91.9 FM here in Sandpoint at 4 p.m. Thank you for listening.